All right, really not a whole lot to update, you know, as far as the injuries are concerned. Just, you know, from the game, Khalif Barnes, a little bit of a knee and ankle issue, shouldn't be a problem. Tony Pashos has a foot injury that I don't think is going to be a problem. Nick Casa had the concussion. He's going through the protocol right now. He seems to be fine today, but we're going to go through that protocol. C.O. Moore injured his neck. We'll have to evaluate him throughout the week and see how he's doing. Jason Hunter hurt his finger, but he's fine. Vance Walker also had a concussion. He's a little bit more of a concern, you know, with his concussion. So we'll evaluate those guys throughout the week and see where they're at for game day. You know, obviously disappointed in the outcome of the game. You know, we had started fast in a lot of football games this year. We weren't able to do that in this football game. You know, we had our opportunities, we had our chances. You know, offensively early in the game, we just really couldn't get anything going. You know, obviously I think big plays in the game, the interception down there coming out of our end zone was a huge play in the game. I thought the block punt again was another huge play in the game. You know, I thought another big factor in the game was the interception that we got to put us in scoring position. We weren't able to capitalize on it. We missed a field goal, which they were in turn able to turn it into a touchdown. So when you start out down, you know, 20-3 in the first half of a football game on the road, it's hard to come back from. I thought our guys continued to compete and fought. Offensively, I thought we made some great adjustments at halftime. We were able to get out and both run the ball and throw the ball effectively in the second half. I think we had 24 points in the second half. So offensively, we did some good things. But we just, you know, again, we weren't able to get off the field on third down defensively. And I thought that was the critical thing that allowed them to keep some drives alive and put points on the board and really answer us. Every time we were able to get something going offensively, they were able to respond. So that was disappointing.
How do you look at the year? If you were just to look at the 4-9, you say, okay, 4-9, we got a lot of work, but there's a lot of these games where one play, maybe a couple plays where if they went the other way and reasonable, where you guys would be 8-5.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, there's obviously a lot of, you know, shoulda, woulda, couldas that you can look at. You know, I think there's a lot of areas that this football team has improved from where it was a year ago. You know, we're running the ball a lot more effectively. We're able to stop the run a lot more effectively. We've been competitive in just about every football game. We've given ourselves opportunities to win games. The frustrating thing is to give yourself those opportunities and to not be able to take advantage of them. You know, and so that's something that we got to continue to look at. That's something that we got to continue to get better at. Our guys are continuing to fight and scratch and claw and try to do everything they can. They put their heart and soul into everything that they do. We just hadn't got the outcomes that we're looking for.
What are you looking for right now for these next 3 weeks? What are you looking to see out of these guys?
Well, we got three games against division opponents. So it'll be a great opportunity for us to measure ourselves up against the teams that are in our division. Those are the teams that, you know, if we aspire to be a playoff team, those are the teams that we got to be able to beat. And so, you know, I look for them to rise up to the challenge and you know, try to win these football games. That's what we're trying to do. And our guys will respond. They'll come back. We just got to, you know, again, you know, like we said earlier, there's a few plays in each and every game that. You know, if you turn those plays around, the outcome's different. But you know, we've got to be able to make those plays when we get those opportunities.
How much closer are you this year than you were last year? Can you quantify that?
Or well, I think we're a lot closer. You know, obviously the record doesn't say so. And you know, at the end of the day, you know, we all recognize that this is a production business. We understand that you are what your record says you are. But I also know that there's a lot of areas where this football team has improved, and we got to continue to improve in those areas and other areas so that we're able to win football games and not come away and be disappointed.
With that said, have you spoke with Reggie or Mark after yesterday's loss? And if so, what was the discussion like?
I have not spoke with them. Reggie's out of town at some scouting combine meeting, so no, I haven't discussed anything with them.
You talk about these couple of plays that have kind of gotten to you guys. How do you coach that out? Is it a discipline thing because maybe some because you're having lapses? Is that how you coach this out? Is that how you take that next step?
Well, we're going to look at a lot of different things. You know, I mean, we're going to look at what we're doing, what we're asking guys to do, who we're asking to do those things, and come up with a solution that gives us a better opportunity to have success. Mistakes happen in football games. We understand that, but we've got to limit those mistakes. You know, especially at critical situations in the football game. And so that's one of the things that we talk with the players about today is, you know, the few mistakes that we have to be able to get those corrected, because the difference in the margin for error in the National Football League is not very much. It's really small. And that's the difference between, you know, winning teams and losing teams. And we've got to get over that hump. We're still fighting to get there.
You used the term worn down in talking about your defense. It seems like your starting 11 is being stretched so thin because your depth in the back, there's a lot of guys on injured reserve right now, and I know that you don't want to excuse those things, but I think you have to admit that that's a factor in what's going on here, because you can't sub these guys out maybe the rotations that you would like. Do you think that's...
Well, depth and injuries are always a factor in the National Football League, and we can't use those as excuses. We've got a job that we've got to go out and do, and we've got to go out and do it, and that's what we're called to do. And our guys understand that. We all understand that that's what the job is in the National Football League. We're going to continue to fight to try to get the job done.
Coach Charles Woodson was saying that he felt it was an embarrassing defeat for the players and the coaches. Do you agree with that assessment?
Well, obviously, I don't think we played as well as we're capable of playing. You know. And we felt like that we could put out a better performance than we did in the game yesterday, and we didn't do it. And ultimately, the responsibility falls back on me. I take full responsibility for that. But listen, what we have to do now is we got to go back to work. We got to correct the mistakes that we made, and we got to get ready to play Kansas City, because there's nothing we can do about the Jet game. We understand that. Those types of things can't happen, that those mistakes can't happen. We got to get them corrected.
Have you been given any assurances that you'll be back next year?
Listen, that's not what my job is. My job is to try to get this team get this team better, get this team ready to play against the Kansas City Chiefs. I'm not going to talk about speculation or anything like that. I'm going to worry about winning a football game this week.
Turning your attention to the Chiefs, what can you take from the first game in Kansas City and apply it to this week?
Well, you know, obviously when we went there, obviously the crowd was a huge factor in the game, in the first game. It's a 14-7 game with 4 minutes to go in the game. So we recognize that we have the ability to play with these guys. We know that it's going to be a tough challenge. They got a good football team. You know, they're coming off a big win this past week against Washington on the road, and so we'll get focused in and get ready to play, and we'll have a good plan put together, and our guys will go out and execute.
I know you said that you haven't spoke with Reggie, but you just said, you know, the record is what it is. Even though we have gotten better, you know, it is what it is. But does he understand in the conversations even before this week, you know, that this team is getting better? Have you guys talked about that?
Reggie and I have been on the same page in everything that we've done. We understand what the vision is. We have a plan for what we're trying to get accomplished, and we haven't varied from that, and we won't waver on that.
Do you think that you guys both look at things in not just strictly black and white, but in terms of these kind of middle areas, you know, as opposed to just looking at the record to look at
We look at the whole thing. I mean, the evaluation process is not, you know, one-dimensional. There's a lot of things that you look at in the evaluation process, and we speak quite often about where we're at as a football team and the things that we need to do to get better moving forward.
Coach, a couple of questions about game management. In the last possession, the last real drive you had in this game was, I think it was under 8 minutes left, but you guys were still huddling at the beginning of that drive. It was a three possession game at that point. I was wondering, why didn't you go immediately into a no huddle?
Yeah, well, we were in no huddle. You know, I'd have to go back and look at every single play.
At the beginning of the drive.
Yeah, well, we started off in a huddle situation, then we got to a no huddle, and we were able to move the ball effectively down the field, and we were able to get points. We just, we ran out of time. We got cut short. We had an opportunity to get the onside kick. It didn't work out in our favor.
You called a timeout after an incomplete pass there. Do you remember with 4 minutes to go? Do you remember exactly what that was about?
Yeah, we had an issue with exactly what personnel that we wanted on the field and exactly what play we wanted to call. I wanted to make sure that we had the right play for the situation in the game, and so we had to take the time out there.
Is Matt your starting quarterback on Sunday?
Yeah.
Last time you played Kansas City, offensive line was banged up, and you seem offensive line seems to be healthier and playing a little bit better. How have they improved the last few weeks?
Well, I think they've improved dramatically. I think they've done a real good job in the running game. I think they've protected the quarterback better. I think Matt's done a good job of helping him out in that regard, getting rid of the ball. But I think they've continued to improve, and with the amount of, I think we've had 21 different offensive line lineups that we've put into a football game. So with all those interchangeable parts, I think they've done a pretty good job of staying cohesive as a unit, and I think they'll continue to get better.
Over the last two seasons, when Marcel has started at tailback, he's been pretty productive. I think there's 4 out of 5 over 100 yards total offense. We saw what he did against the number one ranked defense. Do you think he warrants future consideration as a legitimate option at tailback? Maybe not feature, but a guy who deserves the kind of carries.
Yeah, well, obviously he went in the game and did a really good job of running the football in the game yesterday, and so we want to try to keep him involved in the offense. We want to try to keep being able to get him the ball in a variety of different ways, and obviously we'll see how things go with the injury situation with Rashad Jennings or McFadden or and Jeremy Stewart, and we'll see we'll see what weapons we have available, and we'll try to put all those guys in a position to have success.
Does he have the ability to be a regular tailback, do you think?
I don't know. I mean, when he's gone into the game, he's had some success. He's a pretty patient runner, has pretty decent vision. I thought he did a great job on the long run of being able to hit the hole, and then he split the seam. And, I don't know, he's probably not that explosive breakaway type of speed, but nobody was catching him. So when we've called on him to be a running back, he's gone in and performed admirably.
How do you think putting Terrell in for a couple of series, how do you think that worked out? Is it something?
Well, it was something that we had planned in the game plan going in. We wanted to put him in the third series of the football game, regardless of how things were going. He went in. He moved the team down the field. We were able to get a field goal. Obviously, we the plan was to go back to Matt. And then when we started off in the second half, we were moving the ball, and we were doing some good things offensively, so we weren't going to change that. So that's something that we'll game plan, on a week-in and week-out basis of where we can use him and how we can use him.
So what did you think?
Prior the rest of the way, it'll be just kind of like that. He'll play a series.
Yeah, well, we'll see. I mean, Matt's obviously going to be the starting quarterback in this game, and we'll look at each game plan and see, how we can utilize Terrell and what skills we can use to take advantage of what the defense is doing.
What did you think of Matt's reaction to it? It was a 15-play drive. He comes out and he throws the pick on the next drive, which you probably can't say 1 and 1 equals 2 there, but he also said something in the press conference that it does complicate things, especially in cold weather. Do you feel like he reacted
it's obviously a challenge, in being out for 15 plays. It was something that we all knew going in. That was something that we talked about early in the week, that regardless of the situation, we were going to get Terrell into the football game. We wanted to do it on the third series of the game. We wanted to, make the Jets have to make some adjustments to how they were going to defend him. I thought that opened up some things in the running game, and I thought we were able to move the ball down the field. We got, 3 points out of that drive. And then, like I said, when we got to the second half, we were doing some good things offensively, and I didn't want to do anything to change that.
After the game, Charles said that he has no idea how things have transpired the way they have this season because he knows what type of team that you guys have. Do you sit there after games like scratching your head? How has this happened?
Well, yeah, listen, it's disappointing. It's frustrating, you know, but again, you know, you can't sit there and dwell on the negatives. You know, you got to look at the positives and where we've done some good things and try to focus on that, keep these guys going. We got three more football games, and we're going to keep coming out and competing and trying to win games.
Coach, getting back to Pryor for a second, he wasn't available in the locker room afterwards, so we're not sure exactly what his mood was. But it's possible, or it seemed that he probably wasn't very happy about not being able to go back in after directing the team to a field goal. Did you have a conversation with him afterwards?
I did not speak with him after the game. I saw him today in the team meeting. He seemed to be in good spirits.